Free shipping included.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching an hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free on the site, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. Ours is free. freetalklive.com. We're actually doing something kind of unusual. Normally, we barely ever have guests on this show, and when we do have guests on, we barely ever have them on for more than an hour. But Barry Cooper is an exceptional man, and he definitely deserves the extra time. Barry Cooper is with us. For those of you just tuning in, Barry is a former law enforcement officer, former narcotics officer in the state of Texas, tremendously successful at doing what he did, unfortunately, which is, of course, busting people and ruining their lives. But he came to that realization, thankfully, mostly in part to his wonderful wife, Candy, and he has now done the right thing and is against the war on drugs. In fact, is doing everything he can in his professional life at this point to fight this war on drugs and attempt to help end it, and at least in the meantime, help minimize the damage, help keep people safe. That was the purpose of his first video, Never Get Busted. Also the purpose of his second video, Never Get Raided. You can go and get more information on both of those over at NeverGetBusted.com. But now he has embarked on a new journey, and that is Cop Busters. Cop Busters with a K. CopBusters.com is that website. You can go and look at a preview clip of what this is all about, as he told us last hour. It's all about doing a reverse sting on the cops. Since there are so many corrupt cops out there, it's no problem whatsoever to catch them doing their corrupt stuff. And he did that, as a matter of fact, taking up the mantle of a lady named Yolanda, who was set up by the police down in Odessa, Texas. Her father, she's now been sentenced to 8 years in prison on what was completely fabricated charge. Her father, Raymond, hired Barry to come in and essentially do a reverse sting on the cops. They set up what was a fake grow house. It appeared to be a grow house, but there was no marijuana being grown there. The cops raided the house based on the flimsiest of pretenses, and they got caught on hidden video doing the entire thing. Barry and his crew ran out, caught him on not-so-hidden video, and there was some confrontation. Barry, have I missed anything or messed anything up here?
No, you nailed it. That's exactly what it was. We caught a judge signing a warrant without probable cause, and it looks like we've got the cops now scrambling to find the identity of the anonymous letter.
They are pissed. The cops are just scratching around. They're trying to figure out what they can charge you with, Barry. They want to find something that they can dig up to charge you and your associates with, and so far they don't have anything.
They're trying to take the light off the real issue, and the real issue is Yolanda's in prison behind corrupt cops. And unfortunately, hers is not, you know, the sole story in America.
No, certainly
but
not.
It is
and
a
in
bad
fact,
one.
This is just the beginning for Cop Busters. But let's talk a little more about Yolanda. I believe we actually have her father on the line here. Let's bring Raymond on, calling from Odessa. Raymond, you're on Free Talk Live with Barry Cooper.
Hey, Barry, how you doing, man?
Hey, Raymond, doing great. Look forward to you being here on Tuesday for the CNN interview.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know what a stand-up guy Barry is. I'm telling you, I went through pure hell these last few years. Lawyers, they defraud you. They're part of the broke system. A defense lawyer ain't a defense lawyer. They're part of the court. They run them through. They play you out. They sell you up the river. They take your money and they defraud you. Barry Cooper done everything he said he'd do for me. The man's a stand-up guy. In fact, he inspired me. I'm going to get into this. I'm fixing to retire from my job, and I'm going to get in and do what Barry's doing.
That's amazing.
I want to be part of his program. I mean, it's a great deal. I was a Rip Van Winkle. I slept through these routes being I was a working man. I slept through it, and now I see what's going on.
Barry, any thoughts? Did we lose Barry? I think Barry's
touched. No, I'm just my hand. You know, I'm shaking your hand long distance, Raymond. I felt your pain and I've seen your tears. And hopefully if this is designed to do what we want it to do, and it's not just to get Yolanda's daughter released. Raymond Madden and his group have a huge burden for the millions of other prisoners that are in jail and don't need to be. And
I'm on my way now, Barry, to visit Yolanda in the morning. And she told me, Dad, remember, it ain't about me. There's a whole bunch of other people that had the same thing happen. And these cops that say they're all this brave cops, it ain't hard to be brave when you got a badge and a gun and a government backing up. But let me tell you what bravery is. Bravery is what Barry did when you set up these guys and you go confront them face to face. He told them who he was. He confronted them face to face. These guys hide behind crooked prosecutors and crooked judges. They're cowards. Barry's a brave man, I'll tell you that right now.
Absolutely. I have a lot of respect for him. Raymond, any other thoughts for us tonight? I really appreciate your call. Go ahead.
Just one thing on these policemen, these guys that tell me if it wasn't for a cop. Well, let me tell you what my opinion of them is. They show up after the fact. They take the reports and they go on down the road. Okay? 99% of all the stuff is after the fact stuff. Yep. They don't do anything. That's why we need to have guns legal in this country. No, I want to protect my family. That. I don't want to wait on 911. I don't want them to show up.
Dial 911 and die, as they say. Raymond, great. Great to hear from you.
Amen. I just want to let people know firsthand, I know Barry. He's a stand-up man, and what he says he'll do, he'll do. And he's as brave as guys I've ever met. And I served 2 years in the Marine Corps in Vietnam. And Barry's a hand.
Yep, there's no doubt about it. Raymond, good hearing from you. I really appreciate you calling in tonight. And best of luck. Hopefully, maybe Yolanda will get out early. If we'll keep our fingers crossed, certainly, in that particular case. Yeah, Barry is a stand-up guy. I mean, there were a lot of, as I mentioned in the first hour, a lot of people were kind of worried when you first hit the scene, would never get busted, Barry. They thought that you were an undercover cop, that you were working to bust people. And so I put you to the test myself when we met up last year here in New Hampshire. And you didn't arrest me for smoking marijuana, which you know, I really appreciated that. So you're obviously a good guy.
Yeah, you know, I think we smoked together.
Yes, we did. I wasn't going to say that, but yes, we did. And it was a good time.
We can say that. You know, I traded in vodka for marijuana 5 years ago. Candy was my pot dealer, and she's my soulmate wife. And since then, my life's been much more peaceful. And I highly recommend it. We shouldn't be caging people for that plant.
There's no doubt about it.
We shouldn't put real criminals, you know, criminals that have a problem burglarizing or harming other people. We shouldn't put them in jail for peeing dirty for marijuana. We should prescribe marijuana to them. It will help in their therapy.
What was the statistic? I think it was you that had it, Barry, last hour, something about the tremendous amount of orphan children or children with just one parent because one of the parents is sitting in a jail cell somewhere. What was that statistic?
1.5 million children are without one or both parents.
Let me tell you
now, because of the drug war.
I know this is true because I've experienced it. I was thrown in a jail cell for a weekend here. It was not over drugs. It was over a couch in my tenant's yard. But when I was sitting in that cell and getting to know the guys that were in there, two out of the four guys that were in there were, you know, they had kids at home and their wives or girlfriends were having to work extra hard just to, you know, get the bills paid, while these guys who are otherwise upstanding men that have jobs and would be contributing to the economy were rotting away doing nothing but sitting playing cards in a jail cell.
Right, you know, and it's I could say that it would be better if those guys didn't use drugs or alcohol or any kind of mind altering substance when they grew up, like when my parents didn't at all, period. That those children's lives would be better. However, that's not one of the options. The options are you going to have the parents with the kids or not? That's it. Those are the options. You don't get utopia as an option. You get, well, you know, parents using mind-altering substances, which most Americans do, or being in jail.
Any thoughts, Barry?
Yeah, I think that's very well said. In other words, summed up in one sentence, the current drug laws and current criminal justice system is causing more harm on Americans than the drugs themselves.
No doubt about it. Let's talk to John, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. John, you're on with Barry Cooper.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, John. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've called y'all several times. I don't know if y'all ever remember me. We've already had that discussion about the marijuana and drugs, all that stuff. I said, I don't care if it's legal. I don't care if you do what you do to yourself. As long as it doesn't harm anybody else, I can give a rat's butt about it.
And you are a current law enforcement officer. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I'm a current law enforcement officer in the Low Country.
And you are here with Barry Cooper. Can you hang on, John? I'm going to bring you back. We're going to have you talk with Barry here in moments. Barry, more with you in moments as well. 800-259-9231. If you have a question for Barry Cooper, former law enforcement officer, narcotics officer, now turned to the good side, working against the insane war on drugs, he's with us, and we'll take your calls. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Reading Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today. With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Bring up anything by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, though calls for our guest Barry Cooper will be given priority for the moment while he's on with us. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, the interview brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki, W-I-K-I, .freetalklive.com. Coming up in early March, we invite you to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's been going on for a few years now. This is going to be the third year in a row, happening in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel. It's a Liberty convention unlike any you might have ever attended, and probably most of you have never attended a Liberty-oriented convention. But imagine, if you love freedom, imagine being around hundreds of people who also have the same general viewpoint that you do, people that also get liberty and they want to achieve it in their lifetime. Hundreds of those people are gathering together all at the Liberty Forum between March 5th and the 8th. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get more information about the event. The list of speakers continues to grow. We've got big names like Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane. He's going to be there speaking. He's a Free State Project member. Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun case. He's going to be there. Dr. Mary Ruart and so many more. Mark, your thoughts?
Well, there's going to be tonight we're going to get some new speakers are going to be mentioned.
Oh, really?
We're going to get updates.
Is this an exclusive?
Well, yes, it's an exclusive. Apparently, I can mention one of them.
Yes.
Judy Aaron from InHeld, the homeschooling organization.
Oh, yeah,
so,
a lot of people like homeschooling.
Yeah, that's very big in the Liberty community, so if that's your kind of thing, Liberty Forum.
There are such a variety of speakers. We can't go through the whole list of them here. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get the full list and to get signed up. Use our discount code 2009FTL, that's 2009FTL, for the 10% discount that you'll get just from being our listener. That's 2009FTL. And actually, we're on with Barry Cooper, who was at the Liberty Forum last year. He was one of the featured speakers there, and I thought, by the way, you did a stellar job, Barry. It was quite an entertaining speech. In fact, people can actually see the footage from your speech online. I'm not sure whose channel it's on, but it's out there somewhere. People can go and watch your speech from the 2008 Liberty Forum. Barry, your thoughts, reflections, before we talk more about Copbusters, which is what you're doing, your thoughts on the Liberty Forum from last year? How was that experience for you?
I thought it was absolutely wonderful. Got to see Ron Paul speak. Man, everybody there is jazzed and excited. You talk about political energy. Candy and I went home with a different sense of what we wanted to accomplish. That whole thing kind of ministered to us. It was explosive. We enjoyed it. And of course, I got a chance to face John McCain, our little run-in there.
Yep,
that's on YouTube, too. That's kind of funny.
You can see that footage.
Yeah, very exciting place. I 100%.
The people are amazing. I mean, the number one reason to go, I mean, it's nice to meet people like Glenn Jacobs and Ron Paul and all those people, but the real draw of the Liberty Forum is meeting the regular Liberty activists that are there. Some of them already live here in New Hampshire with us. Some of them are considering moving to New Hampshire. And meeting these people and getting a feel for the vibe of what it's like to be around hundreds of like-minded people. I mean, Barry, when you were there, you made some connections for the first time that really turned out, that panned out really well for you. You hinted earlier tonight, and we are able to apparently talk about this, Jason Osborne from SACL CAI is the guy that was running the control board for the hidden cameras at the fake grow house you guys were setting up. He's also the guy, the main sponsor behind this show. So you get to meet him. You also met Sam from the Obscured Truth Network. And these are two personalities that have really become quite an important part of the Copbusters crew.
Yeah, I'm glad. I wasn't sure of the secrecy level there for Jason. But yeah, he's one of our Copbuster detectives. He knew about the operation the entire time, and he's a Copbuster detective for life. He's got a lot of skills and a want to get things accomplished, and did a great job for us. Caught all those cops on video. That was his job, and it happened. He performed. We're very excited to have him on our team.
So I don't know when you're coming back up to New Hampshire, Barry, but I hope it's sooner rather than later. Let's get back to these phone calls, shall we? Let's go back to John listening to WSEFM in South Carolina. John, current law enforcement officer, you're back on with Barry Cooper. Go ahead with your thoughts, John.
Hey, going to Copbusters, if there's a dirty cop, let them go ahead and be caught. I don't care. They're not my type of person. But I just took offense to what you had mentioned earlier, that every cop is dirty from the top to the bottom. And
No,
let me finish. You said that, and I took straight offense to that due to the fact that I know me and I know what I am, and I can tell you right now, anything and everything I've done has been by the letter of the law. I have not had anything thrown out, and I have not used any of my powers in a way that it should not be used.
Okay, have you arrested people for marijuana?
Yes, I have, but I was also sitting here not arrested people for marijuana, too.
Okay, well, listen, you shouldn't arrest people for marijuana, and you don't have to. The law says you may arrest.
What did I just say? I didn't arrest everybody.
That makes you a crooked cop. You're taking somebody's freedom away for no reason.
A crooked cop is if they break the law to do something in their own way. I didn't break the law. I'm not a crooked cop.
You're not going to call me a crooked cop. You broke constitutional law, and you are a crooked cop if you take people to jail for marijuana. But we're going to get that legalized where you can't do that anymore.
And then believe me, I'll be a happy camper about it. I could care less. Like I said earlier, I don't care if you do whatever you do to your own body.
If you could care less, then why are you putting people in jail for marijuana? You just said you did.
It was my job. It was your job, too.
No, it's not your job to do that. Your job says that you may arrest.
I don't have to take people to jail for armed robbery either. I don't have to take people to jail for armed robbery either.
No, that armed robbery is a crime against a person. That's harm. That's
not against the Constitution. It wasn't written in the Constitution.
Sir, your logic is so harebrained right now that I can't. You remind me of arguing with my ex-wife. You're bullet jumping.
No. And said that marijuana was not against the Constitution.
It is because the Fourth Amendment said police do not have the right to perform unreasonable, unreasonable searches and seizures. It's unreasonable to search and or arrest anybody for marijuana. So the marijuana laws are in direct violation of the Constitution, and you enforce them.
Right.
The constitutional law is higher than your law, sir.
The fact is, Barry, they don't teach the Constitution to the police when they're going up through police training courses, do they?
Okay, I went to college, so I know the Constitution, too.
You went to college. Well, then you understand that the Constitution, John, makes it very clear that people in America have the unlimited right to contract. And if I want to go and buy an ounce of marijuana from somebody, then that should be my right to contract. And if government really exists, as they claim, and it's obviously not true, but government people claim that they created government to protect life, liberty, and property. And so if I want to have a free a life with liberty where I get to do what I want with my property as long as I'm not harming anybody else, I should be free to do that. But the police going around throwing people in jail cells because they've decided they wanted to buy a plant from somebody else is a clear violation of that. But it's, the Constitution's violated every day.
And I understand what he's saying, and I give respect to the fact that he's not breaking current laws right now according to the book he goes by, but that book itself is corrupt.
And I'd like to point out that every time that John has let somebody go for pot, I appreciate that, and that's the right choice to make, and I hope that we can encourage him and other law enforcement officers to continue to make it. I know that we didn't get much of a chance to respond, so John, if you want to respond to that, hang on, I'll bring it back. More with Barry Cooper. This is Free Talk Live.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray. the reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
That number again, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, going back for an entire year. And in fact, we also have, we don't mention this very often, it's another feature on the website, but we also have our guest interviews from pretty much the history of the show archived on the website. You can go to guests.freetalklive.com. Look for Barry's picture. You can listen to our former interviews with Barry there as well. Barry Cooper is with us. He's a former narcotics officer down in the state of Texas who, at one point in his life, met a wonderful lady named Candy, and she helped open his mind to some of the awful things that he had done as a police officer on the behalf of this war on drugs. He has now taken that idea and run with it and has turned his life around and is doing the right thing and is helping minimize damage to people's lives from this war on drugs while attempting to help educate people to why it needs to be ended. And it's always an honor to have you on Free Talk Live, Barry, and I'm really appreciating that you've come on for so long. And, I mean, look at these phone calls. They're just coming out of the woodwork for you here. Are you still with us? Barry? Did we lose Barry? I hope we didn't lose Barry. Barry Cooper? All right, well, hopefully he'll call back. We're talking with Barry about his new effort. It's Cop Busters. Never Get Busted is his first DVD that came out a couple of years ago, and then last year, Never Get Rated came out. These are two DVDs that are designed to help minimize the damage from this insane war on drugs to the drug using, drug dealing, and or marijuana specifically, marijuana using, marijuana dealing, and marijuana growing operatives out there. And he gives some really great tips that he learned as a law enforcement officer, and he essentially just passes on that information. Obviously, that's upset a lot of the law enforcement community because, well, their pockets are lined by this war on drugs. I mean, that's the reality. Whenever we see a new instance of a possible medical marijuana piece of legislation or some sort of decriminalization legislation coming up anywhere, the police chiefs come out of the woodwork against it. And so, on one hand, they tell us, the government people tell us, well, if you don't like the law, you need to work to change it. But then on the other hand, when somebody actually does try to go ahead and work to change the law, the government people, specifically the police chiefs, come out and they do everything they possibly can to stop you from doing anything to minimize the damage that the war on drugs does. And
it's that's just an excellent argument.
Barry is back with us. Well, welcome back, Barry. Barry from CopBusters.com. I mean, it's amazing. These police chiefs come out and they trot out the same lies over and over again, the same old scare stories, you know, marijuana's going to make you grow breasts or whatever nonsense it is that they're claiming these days. And they say all this stuff, and, well, we're the chiefs of police, and we know this is bad, and you shouldn't be decriminalizing this. And they scare the legislators into not doing anything about it. The issue dies, and it comes up again, and it comes up again. So clearly, these guys are taking a position. And clearly they benefit from the war on drugs because their budgets are bigger, because a significant percentage of what the police do is all about busting drugs. And Barry, I think you're a hero. I mean, the guys over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition are great. I love those guys. LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, is a great group of mostly former law enforcement officers who've now come out against the war on drugs, are in favor of ending prohibition. But Barry Cooper, you've taken it even further than those guys. I mean, LEAP is great. They go around and they speak and they help educate people. But now you have gone to CopBusters. You've gone to CopBusters.com with a K, CopBusters.com. You've gone to the point of where you're now running reverse sting operations, actually catching crooked cops in the act, catching them red-handed being crooked cops. And it's an amazing project that you've embarked on. Now, we've been talking with John in South Carolina. He's a law enforcement officer currently on duty, and he listens to us sometimes on Saturday night. Sometimes he calls in. And so he's back with us. And I just wanted to say, John, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to respond here. I just want to say, John, for all of the times you've let somebody go for marijuana or whatever other drugs you might have let them go for, that I really appreciate. But for all the times that you've ended up putting somebody behind bars who's not harmed another person for marijuana possession, I have to say I don't appreciate that. And that has contributed to ruining people's lives and separating families. And I wanted to give you a chance to respond, John.
Okay, well, then all those times I have locked up somebody for marijuana, they've had it in their possession for harming someone.
For harming someone?
Assaults, vehicle accidents, stupid stuff like that.
Okay.
The marijuana didn't cause them to do the assault or the accident.
They had it in their possession, didn't they? They had it in their possession.
He's just saying he hit them with an extra charge for it. If you're going after somebody who's violent and they happen to have pot on them, I can't see what the big deal is there. If they've hurt somebody else and that's just another charge you're slapping them with, well, you know, I see where you're coming from, John, and I thank you for the call. Thanks for hanging on there. Barry, before we continue here with the calls, anything you wanted to interject?
No, I think he's got a good attitude in the sense he's reaching and grasping for the right thing. I think the guy's got a good soul, but he's wrong. He's wrong logically. He's wrong on any lines of compassion and any good sense. He's supposed to be protecting American citizens, and it's great that he follows the book. I appreciate that, but he's got to understand the book he's following is corrupt.
Well, now, hold on a second, Barry. From what I understood of what he said there, he said that he only arrests marijuana, only will charge someone for marijuana possession if they've been involved in some sort of violent crime.
I don't believe that. I would like to look at his record. If that's the case, just as long as he understands it wasn't the marijuana that caused the person to be violent, yeah, put him in jail for that violent crime. But I still don't see any reason in charging them with possession of marijuana. And just like when a drunk burglarizes something and he's got a beer, they don't charge him for possession of alcohol and burglary.
That's a good point, Barry. Let's continue. People want to talk to you here. Gene is on the line listening to WKMQ in Mississippi. Hello, Gene.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, you're on with Barry.
Oh, we're down here in Mississippi.
Yes, sir. You're on with Barry Cooper from CopBusters.com.
I want to look at this thing in a little different way, Mr. Cooper. We're supposed to have freedom of religion here in the United States, and I'm a Christian. And in Genesis 1:29, it says, "And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is up on the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for me." So how could they pass a law against a food that God has given me? What's your comment on this?
The Christians did that. The Christians, and I consider myself a Christian, but not like the Christians here in America or the ones up in Washington. Harry Anslinger made this statement, and it's Senate record. This was back in 1937, and this was the statement that made marijuana illegal. He said, there are over 100,000 marijuana smokers in our nation, in America. Marijuana smokers need to, marijuana needs to be illegal because it often causes white women to sleep with black men and is responsible for satanic music such as swing and jazz, end quote. So Harry Anslinger came in with that Puritan, mean Christian undertone that a lot of Christians and churches still carry today, and they thought jazz and swing music back then was the devil's music, similar to the churches today that claim rock is devil's music.
Barry,
and
I want to weigh in on this. Barry, I want to weigh in on this one. I'm not going to call myself a biblical expert, but it seems like the church, and even before Christianity came about in Christ's time, there's always been problems with Pharisees getting in power in the churches and passing down dictates to there's just the regular folks that are trying to live their lives. Lots of Pharisees get in power, and that's all this Anslinger fellow was, is he's a bad guy passing, moral judgments on people when Jesus said, let him without sin judge.
Hey, fellas, let me break in here.
Go ahead, Gene.
Okay. It says in 1 Timothy 4:4, it says,
we just don't have time to read a bunch of Bible quotes. I'm sorry. If you can summarize it, go ahead.
God is good and nothing to be refused. It is, if it be received with thanksgiving. In other words, you can consume whatever you want as long as you give thanks for it.
There you go, Gene. Thank you for the call tonight. Really appreciate hearing from you. More coming up here with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com and the upcoming soon-to-be-released CopBusters. More on the way with Barry and your calls as well. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up what you want. If you've got a question for Barry Cooper, we're going to try to sneak you in here in these remaining moments of this hour. 800-259-9231, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com if you like the show. And you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy in life, they've got 41 categories in which you can shop. And a lot of their items have free Super Saver shipping. So just remember, when you're doing your online shopping at Amazon, just enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, and we'll get a cut. Let's continue here. Barry Cooper, former narcotics officer, now on the side of good. He is against the war on drugs. And, in fact, not only is he just coming out against and speaking out, he's been making videos for the past couple of years helping people minimize damage from the war on drugs. But now he's targeting the cops themselves, the crooked, corrupt, scumbag cops. He's busting them with Cop Busters, copbusters.com with a K, copbusters.com, to see a preview of the upcoming Episode 1. This is just the very beginning of what hopefully will become a nationally syndicated television show, a reality TV show. I know that's what you're working on, Barry. You're working on pitching that around, hopefully getting it picked up by a network. But at the very least, it will be available on DVD. People will be able to see it online, and they can go to CopBusters.com to learn more. Barry, are you still with us?
I am.
All right, super. Let's get to these calls here. People have been waiting patiently. Let's talk to Bill, listening to KGEZ in Montana. Bill, you're on with Barry Cooper.
Hello. Good evening.
Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd just like to say God bless Barry Cooper and anybody who is working with him. I totally appreciate what he's doing. And I'd just like to say that last caller stole my thunder with the Bible verse. It's just amazing to me that if it's good enough for God, it shouldn't be good enough for man, that we have free will. God gives all men free will, and then yet here it is, our government would try and deprive of us of that basic right that is recognized by our Constitution in this country. So I say God bless, my hat's off, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Bill, for the call. Barry, any thoughts?
Hey, well, thanks. And I appreciate the religious arguments, and they have some merit in that field of faith. I think it takes an intelligent person to have faith, but we can't prove faith. but we can prove logic and reasoning on the other side of the fence that says marijuana shouldn't be illegal. It's 2008. The evidence is there. And, oh, correction, 2009.
Yeah. So, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you guys as well.
Let's talk to Jeremy, also listening to KGEZ in Montana. Jeremy, you're on with Barry Cooper.
Hey, Ian. How you doing,
hey,
Barry?
Dude.
Good.
Doing well.
The reason I called was not only marijuana, but opium in its natural form and coca leaves, you know, are things that you can get, like when you go to the dentist, you know, they shoot you Novocaine to when they pull a tooth, but in its natural form, you can chew it to relieve the pain, like on a toothache or something like that. And opium's the same thing, but they have it, they send it through like a poison, a pharmaceutical factory and, call it codeine or codone or whatever and turn it into something that it's not supposed to be. And then you get it. But, I mean, other things have uses too, as such as even peyote and mushrooms can help people with psychological problems and
mm-hmm.
things like that done in the right ways. But
it's true. Even MDMA has been found. There are psychologists that have been secretly testing it, and they found that MDMA, commonly known as ecstasy, it does a tremendous job of helping people break down some of the walls they put up around some memories that are really harmful to them and really helping them address some serious depression issues and some serious problems they've had in their lives.
And, well, one more thing, I've had my share of problems from federal cops and forest cops when I traveled with a rainbow family. I mean, all we were doing, some people might be, sipping mushroom tea or, smoking marijuana and cooking food around a campfire. I mean, what's the big deal? Why do they have to come out and shoot people with pepper spray or pepper bombs and shoot them with rubber bullets and all?
Well, that's
kind
a good question, and I thank you for the call tonight, Jeremy. Why is it that the police really don't they just kind of get off, some of them, Barry, on hurting people? Some cops. Not all cops, but some cops.
Bro, it's certainly adrenaline-driven. You know, like I bring out in Traffic Stops Volume 1, when you first get out of the academy, riding a traffic ticket gives you the adrenaline rush.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon your body gets used to that amount of adrenaline, and it needs more and more and more, so a lot of these guys are adrenaline junkies out here. They're not out here to help our kids and to protect, especially the I'll say every narcotics officer out there working narcotics is in it for the adrenaline and the self-glory. But I want to mention, he had a really good point, that caller did. You know, we prescribe heroin to millions of people every day in the form of oxycontin and hydrocodone.
Mm-hmm.
We prescribe millions of doses of methamphetamine every day in the form of Ritalin and Adderall. And those people in a controlled environment, they don't go and kill and rob and rape and steal like the war on drugs propaganda has led us to believe. And they've led Americans to believe that if you legalize these drugs, methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, and marijuana, the whole nation's going to go crazy and start committing all these crimes. But the truth is, the billion-dollar medical industry, you know, some of the largest lobbyists, and along with the alcohol and tobacco industry, they're the ones funding, is it drugfreeamerica.org?
The partnership.
Yeah, Partnership for a Drug-Free America, the commercials that you see on TV, it's the tobacco industry and the alcohol and the prescription medication industry giving them the millions of dollars to advertise against against the substances that they'll be in competition with if made legal.
Yeah, and you know what the other fact is, and this is one of the ones I learned from the guys over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, the fact is that if you compare the pre-prohibition era to today, and what we do have is prohibition. I know most people, when they hear prohibition, they only think of alcohol, but prohibition applies to drugs, it applies to prostitution, applies to guns, applies
anything
to
prohibited.
Anything prohibited. So pre-prohibition of drugs, they found that about 1% of people would essentially be willing to use hard drugs, were addicted to them, and they find that about 1% is addicted today. Am I correct on that? Have you heard those numbers, Barry?
Yes. The Elite is excellent about spreading that kind of good information, and they bring up the point very strongly that pre-prohibition America, which wasn't long ago. My grandmother can remember when Coke and all that stuff was legal.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like 1% of the population that were addicts. Yeah. Well, now, years later, 2009, we've had this drug. It's still only 1% of the population are addicts. Americans are smart. We dropped cigarette smoking by 50% once we train people the harms. And we can do the same thing with the other drugs. We don't need those people in Washington, D.C., and your state representative right there in your own town, you know, telling us how to keep our bodies safe. That's our personal choice.
Right. If you want to change somebody's behavior, and clearly a lot of people do, I, for one, could care less what people do with themselves, but if you want to change someone's behavior, if you want to influence them, the appropriate way to do it is not by threats, is not by force, is not with cages. It's with love. It's with persuasion.
That's exactly right. And there is a place for cages in our country, and that's for the people that would harm my kids. Or, mm-hmm. you know, I have a lot of respect for our prisons in that sense. There are some real, true animals out there that really want to hurt and harm other people. We need cages for them. And that's what our cages were designed for. They weren't designed for prostitution. They weren't designed for drugs. They weren't designed for people who didn't pay their child support or income taxes. You know, throwing a person in a cage is a traumatic psychological experience that zaps a lot of the spirit and the life out of a person. And we're just too quick to do it every 38 seconds somebody goes to a cage for marijuana in this country. Mm. So just do the math and you'll know how many's been arrested.
Yeah. And
so far
time,
just in this interview.
Right. Over time, people will finally figure out that these people are their friends and their family members. I mean, you can sit there and say, well, it's not going to happen to me, but then your brother gets arrested or then your wife gets arrested. I mean, it just reaches into so many people's lives and ruins so many people's lives. You know what, Barry? We originally said this was going to be an hour-long interview. You held on for a second hour. There are still calls on hold. I don't know if you want to keep going. It's your call.
What I would like to do is make these quick announcements real quick, and then I'll take one more call, and then I need to get downtown Austin. They're screening one of my films, Never Get Rated, tonight, and I promised an
appearance
there.
What time does that start? What time does that start, Barry?
It starts at 9 o'clock.
Okay, 9 o'clock. You're probably going to have to go, but we've got like 20 seconds left, so can we hold you through to the first segment of the first hour, and then that'll be it?
Yes, and I'll be allowed to make those announcements then.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Absolutely. Hang on. We're going to bring you back. We'll take one more call for Barry Cooper, and he'll make his announcements, and we'll ask him what's coming up for Cop Busters, because episode one still yet to be released, but they're done filming it. It's in the can. They've just got to edit it and put it together. So we'll find out what his plan is for episode two. So a couple more moments with Barry Cooper. And, of course, this is Free Talk Live. You can call about anything. Hour three is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Reading Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Lead from